What's good? Welcome to another episode of How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. Man, excuse me. What's good? How you guys doing? How y'all feeling? You know what I'm saying? Y'all having a good day. You know what I'm saying? Good morning. I'm saying starting out the week right. Hope you're having a good month. You know, hope you're having a good year so far. You know, that's what's up, man. You know, How I Feel, the podcast. Welcome. Yeah, man. It's been a minute, man. I've been gone for a while. I've been working extra hard. So I apologize to all the fans for keeping you guys waiting on another podcast. I've just been hustling, been grinding, man. You know, doing this music thing. You know, released the album. You know what I'm saying? Released a few singles. Signed a few artists. You know, released a few of their singles also. And so, you know, just been working. You know, shout out to my crew. You know, shout out to Smoke One Records. You know what I mean? Anybody that's down. You know, appreciate that. But, yeah, man. It's been hard just working, man. You know, putting shit together in my head, putting shit on paper, you know what I'm saying, manifesting shit, you know what I'm saying, and you know, just staying positive and good vibes, and you know what I'm saying, just positive vibes, man. Just manifesting shit, you know what I'm saying, and putting it down on paper, you know, praying for it, you know, and actually, and really putting in the work. You know, really put in the work, not just you know, pray or manifest and sit there and be lazy. Like, no, put it out there. I mean, manifest that shit, put it out there, and go for it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just grind on that shit and hustle that shit and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, shut everything down, shut everybody down, and just grind. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know. So yeah, man, that's what I've been doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Released the album. You know what I'm saying? Baby K Presents, Smoke One Records Volume 1. You know, shout out to everybody that's involved with it. You know what I mean? We had a great time doing the work, doing the project. We had a wonderful time. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, working hard, but also, you know, having a good time while you work. You know what I mean? And, so that's what it's about, man. But, yeah, so, you know, hope you guys go check it out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on all major streaming services. You know what I mean? So check it out. It's called Baby K Presents Smoke One Records Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, so much other projects coming real soon. So y'all just, you know, be on the lookout. You know what I'm saying? Just rock with us, support. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to give y'all 100% good work. You feel me? So, and it's a pleasure. You know, it's a pleasure doing it. But, yeah. So that's what, you know, I dropped the album. Other people dropped the music. So I just been producing and, you know, really just producing. So I've been busy, you know, so, but yeah, I say, you know, so I apologize for taking a little bit of time out, you know what I mean? But I'm back and we're going to keep this thing rolling. We're going to keep going. You feel me? We're going to keep hustling. You heard me? So, hey, let's do the damn thing. That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, shit, tell you the truth, man. not to get off topic or not, it just I kind of sound like this because I had a long weekend. Should I say? You know what I mean? It was my birthday. You know, June 5th. Just turned 41. Believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? You know, thank God made it past the pandemic. Made it to my birthday, so I appreciate that. I thank God. And but yeah, so I had a very, very, very long weekend, a very fun weekend. I mean, it was epic. It was motherfucking epic, you know what I'm saying? shit, man, turned 41, man. I mean, what the fuck can I say? You feel me? What you expect me to do? So I had a great time, you know what I'm saying? Me and Boss Lady stepped out and had a great time, you know what I mean? So shout out to Boss Lady. She did that, you know what I'm saying? I had a wonderful birthday weekend. Like, I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday weekend. Shout out to Boss Lady. He did that, man. Shit, man. I'm still recovering. Excuse me. I'm still recovering. So, you know. But, yeah, man. We had a great time. Wild the fuck out. You know. It was beautiful, man. You know, it was all positive shit. You know what I'm saying? All positive vibes. But, yeah, we did that. We fucking shut shit down. We did that. You know what I'm saying? So that was a beautiful thing, man. You know, shout out to everybody that was out there. It came out, had a great time with us. You feel me? That's what's up, man. It was beautiful, man. Like, so I apologize if... Excuse me. So I apologize for me sounding like this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm... Yeah, I apologize. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. And the week before that was Memorial Day weekend. So it's just been back to back. You know what I'm saying? Like, crazy shit. Back to back. You know what I mean? Two weekends back to back in a row. Turned the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, we shut shit down to a Memorial Day weekend. And I know a lot of y'all did too. I know it was fucking parties everywhere. And the shit is that I believe the whole fucking country is open. So that's what made Memorial Day, you know what I'm saying, the shit. You know what I'm saying? I know Las Vegas fully open. So I know, you know, Vegas was crazy out there. A few other cities, you know what I'm saying, it turned up. But I think Vegas really turned out the most because I think Vegas is fully open. So the clubs, the lounges, the bars, the strip, this and that, all popping. All popping. And people from everywhere. So I believe that Memorial Day weekend was popping in Vegas because I had a great time in Vegas on Memorial Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it was live. It was lit. It was the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that cities are starting to open up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We either going to shut down forever or we're going to open up and keep it pushing. I don't know. But, you know, shit, they got to open the city in because this country's going to fall. Another 6 months of this motherfucking shutdown, this whole country going to fall. So they had to open up this fucking city on a fucking holiday, which was great for business, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the government, at least for that. Shout out to the government for opening up cities and letting people at least spend some money and get shit back right, you feel me? But yeah, it was motherfucking epic. Oh yeah, just quick little black facts real quick. Quick, just let me not throw you off real quick, but just since it was Memorial Day weekend, I just want to give you a little history real quick. You know what I mean? Memorial Day weekend was founded by a group of ex-slaves that came across a cemetery of soldiers that fought during the war for freedom, and they didn't have a proper burial. So when the few slaves came across that burial site, they dug up all the soldiers that was buried there and did a proper burial for them, you know. And so that's why it's called Memorial Day, which black people started that. And once again, yeah, but whatever, yeah, black people started that, which I never knew that. And I know there's millions of people that never knew that, also, you know what I'm saying? It was about 10, they had a parade. They had a Yeah, the whole thing. 10,000 black people came out. About 3,000 children led the parade. I mean, you know what I mean? So it started with the ex-slaves, and now it's a nationwide holiday, which is cool. But they need to keep it real and tell motherfuckers where the shit comes from. You know what I'm saying? That part. You feel me? They want to tell us where everything else came from, but when it comes to black people, shit, they don't tell us, you know, where shit comes from. But anyways, though, so just a little quick black facts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, excuse me. I believe it was found in South or North Carolina, one of those states. I'm not sure. But yeah, man. So you know, don't get shit twisted, man. You know what I'm saying? We always start shit and create shit, and shit is always getting stolen from us. But anyways, though, besides that, you know what I'm saying? So besides that, you know, we did Memorial Day. We turned up. We had a ball. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful thing. That went on all fucking weekend. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I was in Vegas, so you know, when it's all weekend, it's literally all fucking weekend. It's fucking 72 hours. You hear me? So, of nonstop. It ain't no, you know when you go party in other cities or whatever, or vacation, like, you know, you'll step out and, you know, come back to the hotel and go to sleep or go see family, or, you know, it's chill, it's low key. But when you're in motherfucking Vegas, ain't no slipping. Ain't no timeout. Ain't no motherfucking, I need a recharge. No, we keep going. In Vegas, you keep fucking going. You sleep when you go back home. You sleep when you, after you done partying in Vegas and you go back to wherever you're from, that's when you get your rest. That's when you get your rest on. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you already know how Vegas gets down. So, when it's a weekend, so when people say we partied all weekend long in Vegas, they literally mean that. You feel me? So yeah, man. We did that all fucking weekend. Shit. And then after that, my birthday weekend. So I did that all weekend again. Literally all fucking weekend. 72 hours back to back. We did that. And I really don't remember what happened. Not in a bad way or anything. Like, you know, it was, I had a great time. But, like, I started my birthday weekend on Friday. And my actual birthday was a Saturday, the 5th. So I started, you know, the day before, which was on a Friday, and started Friday. I went through on Saturday, and then we killed it Sunday night, whatever. So it was like, man, I don't remember half of the shit, cause it was fun, and, you know, I was just freestyling it. I didn't plan shit. So me and Boss Lady, I just said, you know, we're just gonna freestyle this shit. I don't wanna plan none, make no plans or none. We just, wherever we go is where we go. Wherever the fuck we end up at is where we end up at. So, shit. I don't know where we ended up at, but all I remember is waking up Monday morning, which is this morning, like, shit. I'm glad I'm home safe, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I know I had a great time this past weekend. Shit, I'm on the East Coast next week. I gotta take care of some business out there. You know what I'm saying? Take some music out there and I gotta be in the studio and do a few stuff out there in the East Coast. A few promotion. You know, I gotta, you know, get stuff ready, so... it's kind of all work next week, but not really, which is not next week, but which is shit. I gotta leave in 3 days, you know, so I can't wait to that, you know. I also get to see family out there, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, so it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be excellent. It's going to be beautiful, you feel me? Yeah, so, man, so I'm just, you know, trying to recover, you know what I'm saying? you know, I had some tea, some coffee, you know, I feel good, feel better, you know what I mean? Just my voice kind of gone. So, yeah, man, but, man. So I wonder how everybody else Memorial Day weekend was, because I know a lot of people was out like hella motherfucking partying, and I wonder what everybody else shit was like. Who really turned up, or we like, or who didn't turn up, who couldn't turn up, you know what I'm saying? Who wanted to but couldn't because they had to work, or they were stuck with the kids, or I mean not stuck with the kids, but they couldn't get away from the kids pretty much. So. You know, I wonder how everybody else shit turned out. You know what I'm saying? But however shit turned out, I just hope it turned out good for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes shit happens for a reason. So sometimes you stay home. You don't know why you stay home. But, you know, just staying home sometimes it's for a reason. So, you know, whoever stayed home and didn't really go get to party, it's cool. We got next year. We got more holidays coming up. You know what I'm saying? That was a sign from God to just, you know, I sit your ass down this holiday, because it's fucked up out there right now. You know what I'm saying? So take that, you know what I mean? Yeah, don't ever get mad. But yeah, so I wonder how everybody else shit was, you know what I'm saying? Where everybody went, who they party with, where the party at, you know what I'm saying? Did they miss partying? Were they, you know, like, how do you guys feel? Like, you know, like, you guys couldn't wait to go out and party for Memorial Day, or it was like, whatever. Or, like, you know, how did y'all feel that day or that weekend? You know, what did it make y'all do? Did it make y'all just stay home or just chill with the family? Or, like, man, I couldn't wait to motherfucking get out. You know, so, me, I was a tripper. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't really like making plans on certain shit. Excuse me. I don't really like making plans on certain shit because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And I don't want to, you know, you just never know. That's, you have more fun that way because anything could happen, shit could change. And it's like, man, I could have went here, but instead I went here and it was whack. But if I didn't have a plan, so I had, and I mean, I could choose from, you know, two different shit. But, yeah, man, had a ball, a straight up great time. My motherfucking 41st birthday, loved it, you know. yeah, man, it's a motherfucking beautiful thing. Yeah, you know, 80s baby. Y'all know what that is. Y'all know what that is. We 80s, baby. We from the 80s. Yeah, man. You know. But besides that, what else is new, man? You know, it's a lot. You know, hey, but it's 6 months into the new year. Y'all realize that? That shit was fucking fast. I don't even remember. Wow, that shit went by so fucking fast. Wow. Like, we're in June? Oh, wait. Next thing you know, we're gonna be in fucking December. Like, great. 2021 is over. Like, we're in 2022. Damn, motherfucking future. Yes, but, 6 months into the motherfucking year. That's what's up, you know. I just hope everybody, you know, it's been a lot of struggling. You know, a lot of people struggling. You know, I just hope God can bless those who really need the blessing. You know, and we all need to bless those who need the blessing. You feel me? Especially in these times right now, the shit is fucked up and shit is hard. So, some of us ain't got friends and family, and we just need help. You feel me? So, if you know somebody who needs help, man, help them out. If you if you are in that situation, if you're in a good situation and you're able to help somebody out, help somebody out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a fucking asshole. Nah, but I mean, real shit, because, you know, I can't help it but to help somebody out if I can, if I'm in that situation. You know, feel me? Like, if I'm in that situation, I have to help somebody else if I can, if I'm in a good situation myself. But if I cannot help anybody out because I'm not in a good situation, that's okay. You feel me? It's cool. But, you know, if God puts you in a situation, in a great situation, and period, you're supposed to give back, help back. It ain't always gotta be family or whatever. It could just be strangers, cause you know, it could just be strangers. You feel me? So, don't be an ass. Give back with love, and you shall receive blessings from that. You heard me? That's just how I feel. I don't know. That's just how I feel. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm really not trying to be right or wrong. I'm just trying to be. You know. I hope that's the real way. For me, yeah, man. So shit, man. I'm on the East Coast in a few days, and I ain't been out there in years, in a long time. I haven't been on the East Coast in a long time, which I'm tripping. I need to get back on my traveling. Saying I love traveling, so I need to get back on my shit, do my thing, go see friends and family. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Yeah. Why? But yeah, man. So. Check this out, though. So you can find me on IG, BabyK _ the _ Godfather. Also, Smoke1 _ Records. You can find us on IG. On Facebook, you can find me at BabyK the Godfather, Smoke1 Records. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at the Godfather #1. So yeah. Okay. But yeah, so check me out on YouTube, Baby Killer Godfather, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Baby K the Godfather. Baby K the Godfather. D-A Godfather. You hear me? That's just how we roll. That's how we do it. You feel me? So, yeah. You feel me? This was nice, man. I had fun right now. I had fun. Had a great time. We're going to do this again real soon. You know, like I say, man, stay positive, stay focused, positive vibes, positive energy, you feel me? It's all good, yo. The Godfather, how I feel.